I was watching Maury the other day because it was just on,
You
and
know,
this
like you
woman,
do.
she has a boyfriend, and he like works and provides for her, blah blah blah. And she went and got herself knocked up at a prison because she worked as a prison guard,
You know, like
and
you
she had
do.
twins by this guy. So this
Yeah,
guy, he's not
like you
even
do.
free. He's sitting in a cage, and he's perpetuating his genes better than the girl's boyfriend and getting him to take care of them.
Yeah, you know, like you
Like,
do.
that is some
That's
epic mating strategy.
epic
And she
mating
wins too
strategy,
because she
guys.
gets,
They're
she
strong.
wins because
They're
she gets a
independent. And
stable dude to
remember, guys,
raise
this is
an
important.
alpha dude's
If
kids,
women ran the world,
right?
everything would be
In
better
that
because
case, she
women are
earns and he
so
wins,
much
and the
more
guy loses,
moral
or her
and
boyfriend loses
ethical
big
than
time.
men are.
That's why when it
Women
comes to
are
chick,
such
I just screw them
wonderful
and leave them. I say,
people.
get out
You
my
know,
bedroom,
men
bitch,
are all
before I suck my
rapists and
life dry.
murderers and
Trigger warning.
killers
This is
and
all
you
white
know,
men
but
of rich
women are
influence
so
shooting and disappearing,
enlightened
changing
and
and creating
caring and
everything. Yeah, full
empathetic.
meal done
If
before.
only
An
women
irresponsible
made
vagina
all the
echo chamber that
decisions
single
for
moms are wonderful.
everybody in the world, you know, like in a
Fuck, they can
totalitarian
do it all. If they can
society,
do it all, why
when
the hell are their
everything would
hands in my
be
pockets where I
so
work?
much
Giving
more
the most
wonderful,
resources
wouldn't it?
to the people who should
Oh,
have the rich
yes.
children, who have a chance to be
Yes.
intelligent people, to subsidize the breeding of the less intelligent people. And gosh, society is getting worse.
Shock.
Trigger warning.
Number 11, they acquire pets instead of putting in the work to land a quality man. When a
Rescue
woman moves up
dog.
in life, she buys a dog.
Fur babies. Yeah, spreading those legs all over town, sweetheart. Remember, guys, she's not your woman. It's
I
just
have
your
one
turn.
simple question for the feminists out there. Why is it nearly 100%, I'm sure there's one or two of you out there, why
No,
is it
there's
nearly
no
100%
unicorns.
of the feminist careers require my tax dollars to subsidize?
See, and that's the sort of selfishness that men have that women don't have. See, men think that the money they earn belongs to them. That's because men hate children and men hate women and they're misogynist. See, women with their empathetic enlightenment understand that your money actually belongs to everyone. It's everybody's money. Because you see, my friends, we're all in this together. All in this together. My Tommy Loren impersonation right there. All in this together. Ah, yes, strong and independent.
It's a testament, just in general, to how you cannot rely on what girls say.
Yeah, really?
It's sad.
No shit.
And a lot of girls are going to think this is bigoted.
Yes,
No,
misogynistic!
Empirical data, and I'm not going to disrespect myself or the experiences of other men.
You don't.
Unreliable.
You don't. They are unreliable. It's a fact.
Trigger warning.
This is not an opinion, girls. This is misogynistic. No, it's a fact.
You,
you
bitch.
Bitch! Good morning, boys and girls. Well, there are no girls listening, but there should be, because the great one today is, of course, going to do, as you know from the title of the episode, it's no shock, it's no surprise. We are going to be doing some E. Jean action here. Not action with E. Jean, because that would be gross and disgusting, because she's like 732 years old. And despite what she thinks in her fantasy world, not even the orange man wanted to have sex with her. No, Donald Trump did not rape you. And you know, when you get fired from left-wing femistatist magazines, you just might want to stop and evaluate your life and be like, shit, even the left-wing femistatist don't want anything to do with me anymore. All right. Here we go. Dear E. Jean, I had an on-and-off boyfriend of 2 years whom I loved. Okay, I love him. But it's on and off. Okay. I had an on and off boyfriend of 2 years whom I loved. But I ultimately realized the relationship was not working. Okay. I ended it several months ago and moved on. Well, no, you haven't. Because if you had moved on, I would not right now be reading this letter. Okay, so here's your first problem. Is you're lying. You're lying to yourself, you're lying to Eugene, and you're lying to me. Okay. He now lives in Rome, but came to New York this week for work. Okay, so he's got a fair amount of money because, you know, people who are like grocery store clerks don't live in Rome and go to New York for. So he's got money. He suggested we catch up over dinner, which I agreed to do on the condition. We're making conditions. Okay, so remember, when a woman says she's not going to have sex with you, that means she's going to have sex with you. Okay, when a woman starts making conditions, whatever the conditions are, the things that she's making the conditions against are the things she wants. Let's find out what these conditions are, which I agreed to do on the condition that we keep it strictly platonic. Okay, she wants to fuck him. If she didn't want to fuck him, if she was not intending to, guy, listen, Jesus, fucking H Christ on a fucking stick. If the woman did not want him to fuck the shit out of her, she would not be needing to make a condition that we can do this only if you don't fuck me, right? If she didn't want to fuck him, if a woman doesn't want to fuck you, you're not going to get the woman to fuck you. The only time a woman says, you know, we got to have this condition that you're not going to have sex with me, that's because she wants to have sex with you, and she knows she cannot control herself. So she's trying to get you to do the control aspects, because women can't control themselves because they're entirely driven by emotion. That's why they shouldn't be allowed to vote or have jobs or have money or sign contracts. But she knows this. Keep it strictly platonic. He concurred. We met, dined, and had a great time. Afterward, he presented me with a diamond necklace. Beta male! Beta, that is. Beta, as Jesse Lee Peterson would say. Amazing. That's what Jesse Lee would say. Now, Jesse, and I took this woman out to dinner, and we're only friends, even though we dated a while back, and I flew from Rome to New York, and I gave her a diamond necklace. Jesse would say, amazing. You're a beta male. I flatly told him I could not date or marry him, and he said he didn't care, he just wanted me to have it. Whew. Yeah, I see why she dumped him, because he's not alpha. I mean, that's as fucking beta pussy as you can get. I just want you to have this diamond necklace. Speaking as a man, let me tell you something. The number of women on the planet Earth whom I would just want them to have a diamond necklace because I have money to throw away, not to mention time, the number of women that fall into that category is zero. This guy's beta. All right. Obviously, I'm blindsided and completely unsure of what to do. What would you suggest? Okay, the fact that a woman thinks this is a complicated situation, once again, does not speak well of the supposed intelligence of women. Sweetheart, the man gave you a diamond necklace. You don't want to date him, even though I think maybe you still want to fuck him, but that's really neither here nor there, because the question is about the diamond necklace. I mean, and if you don't want to date, just don't date him. That's easy. The diamond necklace, if you like it, keep it. If you don't like it, pawn it. Sell it. I mean, how is any of this, the fact that this is too complicated for this woman to work out? Now, this same woman, see, in theory, the theory under which the conservative Republicans gave women the vote was that, in their minds, this woman who can't figure out what to do in this situation is going to be intelligent enough to examine the policies of Biden and Trump and make an intelligent decision as to which one of those two individuals should be president of the United States. Just when you think women can't get dumber. Dear E. Jean, I'm a landscape designer, happily married for 8 years. Okay, so this is going to be a problem with her marriage. So she's lying about being happily married. My husband is a really good man. Okay, so we're going to hear what's wrong with her husband. And I'm not a possessive or jealous woman, which means, of course, that she is possessive and jealous. Believe me. Okay, her prediction. There's a woman he hired. Wait, no, is she the... I'm a landscape designer, happily married. Okay, her husband, there's someone at the husband's work who is flirting with the husband. That's my prediction on where this is going. But he can become aroused only if he's thinking of another woman and is able to orgasm only if he shouts out her name loudly. Okay. All right, well, this is more interesting than what I had just dreamed up. All right. So, once again, this is where, sweetheart, I need to see a picture of you. I need to know how old you are, and I need to know how much you weigh. He can only become aroused if he's thinking of another woman and can only orgasm if he shouts her name loudly. Is it like one specific woman, or could it just be any woman? Like, could it be Scarlett Johansson one night and Lauren Bacall the next night, or what? Okay. I have repeatedly told him I didn't like it, but it makes no difference. Worse, the women he fantasizes about are sometimes people I know well. I'm totally into sexual experimentation, but this is ridiculous. Please help. So he's fantasizing. Oh my God. Oh man. Go to the gym. Start working out, lose some weight, maybe do something with your hair, assuming you haven't shaved it all off. The hair in your armpits and on your legs, shave that hair off. Isn't it fascinating that today in the year 2020, in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fura, women have they've completely got it backwards. They shave the hair on their head and they leave the hair in their armpits and on their legs and in their crotch. Girls, you're doing it 180 degrees out of sync. The places where you currently have hair are the places men don't want you to have hair, and the places you don't have hair, the one place, your head, the top of your head, I should say, because technically the mustache is part of your head. And look at my mustache. No, get rid of the mustache, sweetheart. Did he have this problem? Well, say problem. Did he have this? Was this his mode of operating before you married him? Did you know? Please help. Yeah, you're not going to stop him from fantasizing about other women. And yeah, he's got to yell something. Sweetheart, you're happily married, so you claim. And he's a good man, so you claim. Just fucking roll with it. Does everything have to... My God, he's having sex with you. When he's having sex with you, does he have to fucking acknowledge that he's having sex with you? Does everything have to be about you? You know, can he not have just a little bit of joy and pleasure in his life and just fantasize about the next door neighbor or whoever the fuck it is? I think she just needs to relax. That is, it's kind of strange, but. All right, here we go. Dear Eugene, okay. Oh, okay. Here we go. Oh, now we're getting into some good ones. Those are a little. Those are slightly on the lame side. Dear Eugene, I've been seeing a married man for a few months. Right, because of course women are loyal and trustworthy and empathetic. You know, and women are just good people. They're better people than men. Men cannot be trusted. Men are disloyal. Men just don't understand commitment the way women do. Everything was good. Everything was good. He told me he was, quote, not a cheating asshole, unquote, and was, quote, soon divorcing, unquote, his wife. I believed him. Yes, because he's an alpha and you wanted the alpha seed, and so you deluded yourself into believing that you're so amazing that this guy is going to leave his wife for you. But then, a couple of days ago, we were at a cafe, and by chance, his wife walked in with a friend of hers. The man didn't even flinch. He introduced me as the, quote, new girl, unquote, he'd been, quote, seeing. Unquote. Well, you are the new girl that he's been seeing. Why? What's with all the quotes here, sweetheart? You are the new girl that he's been seeing. Yes, he's been seeing you naked, and he's been seeing you naked from behind, and he's been seeing you naked upside down, and he's been seeing you naked with his cock going inside of you, and he's been seeing you giving him a blowjob, and he's been seeing you, you know, licking his asshole. Yes, you're the new girl he's been seeing. The wife said hello, mentioned she was heading to Whole Foods, and asked him if he needed anything. Oh, boy. Okay, Alpha. So you're sitting there with your girlfriend and your wife walks in. You say, oh, hey, honey, this is the new chick I've been banging the last couple of months. And she says, oh, hey, nice to meet you. Hey, by the way, I'm on the way to Whole Foods. Do you need anything from the store? Like, oh my God. That's the greatest. Oh, man. All right. This guy should give seminars. Oh, my God. All right. Then, after reminding him to pick up something for the house, she told him she loved him and, without missing a beat, walked off. It was instantly clear that he was never going to divorce her. He confessed that they were in an open relationship and that he had no intention of leaving, in quotes again, because we've got to put everything in quotes. He explained that it was just easier to say he was, quote, unfaithful, unquote, because, quote, women don't think twice about being the other woman, but don't want to be one of two women, unquote. Guys! That is actually fucking brilliant. Because that is, stop, hold on, I gotta digest this. Man, there's a lot of truth to that. It's true, women don't give a flying fuck about being the other woman. Women like being the other woman. That's why so many women date married men. but they don't want to be one of two women. And that is actually fucking brilliant. I think there is so much truth to that. I'm gonna have to meditate hard on that. See what I did there. All right, I feel cheated. Of course you do, because you thought you were gonna get an alpha, and now you've just found out that you're not going to get an alpha. I feel cheated. In a burst of anger, I messaged his wife. Because remember, women are so empathetic and understanding, and you know, they work out their problems in a calm, civilized, intelligent, reasonable manner. You know, not like men do. I messaged his wife and reported his double cross. She responded with, quote, "Yikes, that sounds like something a woman would say. He's done this before. I'll discourage him. I'm so sorry," unquote. I'll discourage him. I was lied to. I felt small and depressed. Where do I go from here? Well, sweetheart, you probably go to another married man. That's where you go from here. Because now that you know this married man isn't going to leave his wife and change his life and give up everything he's built for you, because you're just not all that. I mean, he's not that into you. He was into you. Okay, at least part of his body was into you. He was into you, but he's not that into you. And since his current wife is okay with the open arrangement, and you're not going to be okay with an open arrangement, that's fairly obvious here, why would he trade down? The guy's got it going on. What does he want with you? Sweetheart, he wasn't your man. It was just your turn. Dear Eugene, I'm at one of the top companies in the world, and I'm good! Exclamation mark. Okay, so she's got a career, right? We're starting off with our career. Okay, so she can't find a man. That's my prediction. No, actually, see, on all these that start off with the career, it's like 50-50. Half of them is, I can't find no man. The other half is, you know, I'm so great at my career, but I'm being held down because of misogyny. Okay, I get my work done. Oh, good for you, sweetheart. She gets her work done. Yeah, I bet she does. I get my work done, perform well within quality standards, and I'm dedicated. Okay, so here's the kicker. Okay, here's the kicker. So this is a work-related. It's not that she can't find a man. It's the misogyny in the office is holding her down. Last year, I transferred offices and was told by my new manager that I acted like I, quote, knew better than everyone, unquote, and that I, quote, is this the fucking, is this the quote fucking edition or something? And that I, quote, talked down to people, unquote. Yes, you're a woman. You're probably a Karen. Yes, women, you walk around, you act like you know better than everyone else. Put your mask on, right? You all think you know better than everyone else, and you talk down to everyone because you infantize everybody. You treat everyone around you like children. Because women evolved to raise children. I know you don't want to hear that. I know that hurts your fucking feelings. I know you claim you believe in science, but you don't believe in evolution and that men and women are the same thing and there's no difference. Women evolved to give birth to and raise children. women's brains have evolved to relate to interact with, to understand, to control, to communicate with children. They treat everyone around them like children. They talk down to other grown adults as if the adults were 8-year-old children. That's what you fucking women do. He said there were, quote, several complaints, unquote. I shaped up. Okay, sure you did. Then, 9 months ago, I had a disagreement with a colleague, and he complained to my manager that I'd, quote, talked down to him, unquote. So notice that, okay, so let's back up a second. In response to these accusations that she knows better than everyone and talks down to people, she didn't deny them. She says that she shaped up. So, okay. So she knew it was true. Maybe she got her shit together. All right. Moving forward. Now, I've just come from my performance review with upper management. They said everything was excellent, except that in the question-answer portion of the interview, they thought I came off as a, quote, know-it-all, unquote. I burst into tears right in front of them, exclamation mark. Okay, so this is why women shouldn't be allowed to have jobs. Well, it's one of the thousands of reasons, right? If you tell a man at work, you know, dude, you're kind of a know-it-all, he's just going to look at you and go, well, yeah, because I do. A woman will burst into tears. I'd spent the whole session trying to sound strong so I wouldn't cry, and it backfired. Okay, hold on. I'm trying to wrap my brain around this. She just came for performance review with upper management. So there is a question and answer portion of the interview. And she's saying that she was trying to sound strong so she wouldn't cry. So she's in a performance evaluation and going to talk to upper management about her performance is a situation in which she had to try to sound strong to avoid crying. Have any of you ever gone to a performance evaluation at work and had to alter your behavior or your performance or your presentation of yourself in order to avoid crying? It's a performance evaluation. Where does crying come from? I mean, look, your performance evaluation isn't going to be a surprise, especially, does it say here? I'm at the top companies in the world last year. I mean, I don't know how long she's been there, but look, if you have a job and you've had a job for more than a couple of years, first of all, you know what your performance is. Secondly, you know what management expects. No, how many people have ever gone into a fucking performance evaluation at work and been actually truly surprised at the result? Okay? Back when I've had jobs that involved performance evaluations. Well, actually, Weyland-Yutani, I had a performance evaluation every once in a while. There was never a surprise. Before that, CSU, before that, wherever. But fuck, did I work? You know, in the oil field, in the military. I've never gone to a fucking performance evaluation, whether it was somebody sitting there telling you about, you know, their opinion of your performance over a beer, or whether it's the military where performance evaluation means shooting on the target range and fucking throwing a live grenade and then identifying fucking vehicle silhouettes and shit like that. I mean, I've never gone into a fucking employee evaluation situation where I didn't pretty much know what the result was going to be. And when I've been a supervisor, supervising other employees, we did evaluations. And when they were coming to me to their evaluation, I never said anything that shocked them. They knew what the fuck was going on. They knew what they were doing. They knew my expectations. I mean, so I just, why are you on the edge of tears? Is it because you're so strong and independent? Is it because you were leaning into it? Is it because you're a girl boss? Is it because you get your work done, perform well within quality standards, and you're dedicated? I mean, what are you crying over? I've spent the past year trying to be nice. I've gone beyond being non-confrontational. How do I stop being a know-it-all? You're a woman, sweetheart. This is a fucking genetic part of you. You can't stop being a know-it-all. Or at least acting like one. I think my career, not just my job, is on the line now. I'm pretty much willing to do anything at this point. Look, also, we're here to rip on women for being stupid and shallow and crying during their fucking job evaluation or performance review, whatever we want to call it. Maybe you might want to consider. I mean, first of all, okay, so you go in for your evaluation. The upper management tell you you seem like kind of a know-it-all. Okay, I mean, well, so what? See, women fixate on the stupidest shit. Okay? I mean, when I worked at Weyland-Yutani, you know, the most frequent piece of negative feedback I would get from Dallas was that I could be rude and obnoxious to the fucking crew guys. It's like, well, yeah, and sometimes they need to have their asses chewed, and that's fine. It's like, okay, great, yeah, I get it. I'm an asshole to the fucking crew guys because I get it. That's fine. Okay, did it affect anything? I mean, I still got raises, I still got paid, I still got work to do, I still did my work. I mean, so if this stupid broad is going in here and upper management is saying to her, you know, you seem kind of like you're a little bit of a know-it-all. It's like, well, okay, did you still get a raise? Like, is that stopping you from getting paid? Is it stopping you from getting a promotion? I mean, did they say, let me just repeat myself. My fucking brain hurts. Did they say 27 good things about you and then toss in you seem like a know-it-all? Or, I mean, what does it fucking matter? Why do you care? You women, you talk about how strong and independent you are, and you know, your fat is beautiful, and you can shave your head, and diversity and tolerance and girl boss and leaning into it. But then a couple of men tell you that you seem like a know-it-all and this is like the end of your fucking world? So, on one hand, possibly you're just fucking over-exaggerating the shit out of this and you just need to get yourself a fucking rescue dog and chill out. Now, on the other hand, if you really are competent, you really can do your job, you really are a girl boss who's leaning into it, which I doubt you are, but let's pretend for the moment that you're this fucking unicorn chick. And let's say that your know-it-allness is really a big deal. And then I would have to wonder about, I'm assuming they're men, I'd have to wonder about these men who are so shocked that, especially in the age of Karens, that women come off as being, I mean, if this is really a big deal and you're so awesome, just go get another fucking job working for people who can cope with the fact that maybe you're a little bit of a know-it-all. Because remember, sweetheart, here's the thing. If you've got a little bit of a know-it-all attitude, but if you can actually deliver, most actual men will not give a shit. For example, yoga pants girl, she could get very mouthy with me. It's a very know-it-all sometimes. We snapped at each other plenty of times. And even though I get pissed off at her maybe in the moment, it didn't matter. I didn't care because she's competent. Okay? So if you're know-it-all-y, but if you're competent, actual men, alpha men, competent men, men who are not beta male pussies, they won't really give a shit. So if upper management is actually making a big deal out of this, you need to go someplace else. If you're just overreacting and you're making a big deal out of this when it's not, you just need to fucking chill the fuck out. Get a goddamn rescue dog and take out your fucking anxieties on that. Dear Eugene, why don't women wear slips anymore? I'm a guy who loves to see a silky, lacy slip on a woman, but it seems that no woman ever wears one. How do I ask a lady if she would please wear a slip for me? Okay, first of all, you do not ask. You tell her what she's going to wear for you. And she will choose between pleasing you or herself. And if she chooses herself over pleasing you, then you dump the bitch. Now, keep in mind, I'm not talking about something like telling a woman that, oh, sweetheart, for me, you need to get a tattoo. Or for me, you need to join a religious cult, or for me, you need to buy a new car, or for me, you need to euthanize your cat. Now, if it's rescue dog, now there's reasonable things you can say to a woman, because those are unreasonable. Reasonable things you could say to a woman are, sweetheart, but could you wear a slip? Like, I'm not saying you have to wear a slip 24 hours a day for the rest of your life. Like, this one day, could you wear a slip? It'd make me really fucking horny and hot, and I'd fuck you good if you'd put a slip on, right? It's reasonable to say to a woman, if you get fat, I'm going to dump you, right? It's reasonable to say, sweetheart, I really love you, but I really need you to get rid of all these fucking rescue dogs and the fucking horses, right? Those are reasonable things. You don't ask a woman to wear a fucking slip. You tell her, say, sweetheart, I'd really like to get a fucking giant heart on and shove it in your cunt and squirt cum all up inside of you. And then as I'm coming, pull it out and squirt the cum all up your fucking stomach and your tits and your face like it's a runaway fire hose. And in order for me to do that, I'm going to need you to take this piece of fabric and put it on your fucking body. And if you can't do that little bit of thing for me, then maybe I'm going to have to find someone else who's, you know, willing to compromise and meet me in the middle, the way you women always talk about you're so fucking good at doing, because you care so much about other people and you're not selfish like men are, because men are so selfish. Men only think about themselves. But women, why, women believe in tolerance and diversity, and women care about the community, and women care about other people, and women are so nurturing. So, sweetheart, I need you to nurture this piece of fabric on your body so that I will be properly motivated to fill your body with my seed. That's what you tell the bitch. You do not ask her. Dear Eugene, friends seem to be drifting away. I contact them and suggest we meet for drinks or dinner, and they usually reply with, quote, oh, exclamation mark, I'm not in town that day. Or, quote, gosh, exclamation mark, I've got a ton of work that week. Then, when I ask if I should just let them alone, they act surprised. What does all this mean? I don't know if I should give up on them or not. You know, considering how often we have to hear from women about how amazing their communication skills are and how they understand other people, you know, so much women, and you can't bullshit that they got their bullshit detectors and they got their empathy. Sweetheart, they don't want to hang out with you. If people want to spend time with you, they will do so. If people aren't putting effort into spending time with you, it's because they don't want to. It's not that hard to understand. Unless you're a woman. In which case, everything is hard to understand. Dear Eugene, this sounds silly. Yes, yes it does. It sounds stupid. But my boyfriend and I are getting ready to move in together, and he has mentioned the romantic idea that he would like to sleep with his penis inside me. I'm worried about what the negative effects might be of sleeping like this. The negative effects might be that your boyfriend might find out that you wrote this letter and that you're worried about negative effects of having a cock inside of you, and he might decide that you're too stupid to be his girlfriend and he might get somebody else. Now remember, guys, Republicans let these people vote. Republicans said, wow, it'd be a great idea if we let women vote. So just let us take a moment to remember and thank the Republicans, the conservative Republicans, for that their amendment. What was it, the 19th? Who gives a shit? It doesn't matter. It was a mistake. Doesn't matter what number is attached to it. It was wrong. Let's take a moment to thank the Republicans for letting women vote. All right, let's pull up another one here. How much time do I got? I should be able to squeeze this in. That's what he said. Dear Eugene, I eloped last year with an extraordinary Spartan warrior of a man. Okay. We lead a charmed life, traveling to faraway lands, sleeping together in jungles under the stars, and I could not dream of a better mate. Okay, let's find out what's wrong with this guy. But something bothers me. 3 years ago, after he promised, okay, to quit his James Bond-esque life to be with me. Okay, here we go. Okay. Okay. Prediction. Here's where I think this is going. She wants him to choose his lifestyle, or choose her over his lifestyle. Of course, the problem, as we know, is that it's his lifestyle, his mission, his James Bond-esqueness that makes him the Spartan warrior that she wants to spread her legs for. She wants to tame the alpha. The problem, of course, is that when a woman tames the alpha turns into a beta, and then the woman loses attraction because women are not attracted to betas. They're sexually attracted to alphas. Three years ago, after he promised to quit his James Bond-esque life to be with me, I abandoned a promising modeling career. Of course you did, sweetheart. Of course you did. In New York to be with him. I was at a party and got blackout drunk. Wait, what? What does that have to do with anything? 3 years ago, he promised to quit his James Bond life to be with me, and I abandoned a promising modeling career in New York to be with him. Comma, I was at a party and got blackout drunk. Period. I don't understand what the party and the... You abandoned your career at the party where you got blackout drunk? He promised to quit his lifestyle at the party where you got blackout drunk? What does it have to do with it? Okay. You know what? Given your writing skills displayed so far, maybe you did have a fucking potential model career because you're obviously not very bright. It was the first and last time in my life that I got drunk. And I'd let someone else. Oh, here's where. Okay. I see where this is going now. It was the first and last time in my life I got drunk and I let someone else, a puppy-like man whom I'm not attracted to at all, of course you're not, kiss me. Okay, so she got drunk and she... That's impressive, though, that she said, I let someone else kiss me. Instead of saying, you know, I was fag tag me too, or I was raped, or I was taken advantage of. You know what? At least she took responsibility for it. Let's give credit where credit is due. I don't have any recollection of this. It's just black nothingness. Well, sweetheart, that's your entire life, though. You're a woman. When I was told about the kiss, it felt like I was being gaslighted by a mean joke. Nothing like this has ever happened to me. No, you've never been kissed before. I'm known as picky and standoffish. Yes, all women think they're picky. For three years, I've been a sinless angel. My, oh my, we do have a high opinion of ourselves. We had a potential modeling career in New York, and for 3 years, you've been a sinless angel. You have a very high opinion of yourself. So this fall continues to rattle my sense of identity and self-confidence. Okay, so you're dating a Spartan warrior. You're traveling all around the world. You don't have an income because you gave up your promising modeling career, so he's providing for you. And getting drunk and kissed by a person one time in your life is rattling your sense of identity and self-confidence. I would say that your sense of identity and self-confidence must be pretty fucking weak. I think you need to lean into it a little bit more. I mean, how insecure do you have to be here? Holy shit. All right, how can I shake the feeling that when all inhibitions are removed, I'm not nearly as extraordinary as I think I am? Well, sweetheart, you're not extraordinary. You're a woman. There's fucking 3.5 billion of you on the planet Earth. There's nothing extraordinary about you. You're a life support system for a fucking vagina. You're the product of evolution, the purpose of which is to spit out more products of evolution. You're not extraordinary. There's something wrong with this woman, like more than this. I bet this chick is a fucking basket case. Like that she's agonizing. We've got all of this. This is agonizing because she got drunk at a party and some guy kissed her. Like, this is way too much agonizing. Now, like, if she got blackout drunk and got raped, okay. If she got blackout drunk and blew the football team, okay. Like, you know, if she got blackout drunk and, I don't know, wrecked the Ferrari, maybe. But, I mean, damn. You got this much fucking existentialist crisis going on over getting drunk and some guy kissing you? There's something else going on in this woman's fucking brain. My husband and I agree. If a relationship isn't, quote, something for the ages, unquote, why bother? Okay, I just lost all respect for this guy. Obviously, I'd never tell my husband, but have I ruined our great love? You fucking got kissed by a man while you were drunk, and you're talking about, have I ruined our great love? Jesus God, now this woman has mental problems. I've always prided myself on my elevated way of behaving, and now I feel the balance of our relationship is off. My husband has been perfect, and I have done a sad thing. Okay, look, I don't know what's wrong with you, but your evaluation of yourself as some kind of sinless angel, and that this thing where you got intoxicated and kissed another human, like, this is going to destroy your entire fucking life? To take something that tiny and blow it that far out of proportion, There's something wrong with this chick. There's something very, very wrong. So, all right. So, advice. Like, what do you do? You got to get over. Just let this shit go. You are making way too big of a deal out of absolutely nothing. Then again, let us consider for the moment that is what women do. They take things that are tiny and meaningless and insignificant to anybody with a fucking brain cell and anybody with any sense of scale, and they blow them out. Oh my God, I went to my job evaluation and they told me that I really came over like a know-it-all. It is my career. What do I do? I don't know. Go back to work and do your fucking job. You know? Oh my God, I went to a party and I got drunk and a guy kissed me and I, oh my God, now I don't know what to do. I mean, fuck your Spartan husband. I don't know, what do? You don't do anything, you don't even have a job. You travel around the world and a man pays for it. My God, how can you fucking find anything to be unhappy about? That's right, you're a woman. Women can always find something to be unhappy about because women are never happy, because women are never satisfied, because women always want more. No matter what a woman has, I need more. I need more than this. This is not enough. I'm special. I'm unique. I'm a princess. I need more. I need more shoes. I need more choices. I need more public funding for abortions.
What? Is beautiful in a woman
is when she shuts up.
Attractive in a woman is defined by men.
It's called shutting up.
Straight men that determine what is attractive in women.
Shut up.
By accident, it's just a wild case of immaculate.
God, she was so beautiful, and she opened her mouth.
Dance on the water.
Number 14. They think that having a good job means that they are a quality girl and a good catch. Newsflash: guys don't care about your stupid office job or nonprofit gig.
That's how men are. Because we're a bit more goal-oriented. Women are all about protecting their feelings. Especially
I kissed another man. My life is over.
And then gaining on that lie for political advantage.
I'm an angel. Oh, I'm so sinless. Oh my God, she's a sinless angel. Oh, you girls, you're so delusional. Sinless angel? All right. You keep living in that fantasy world, honey.
The Rock says you should know your role and shut your mouth.
Every woman who gets pregnant out of wedlock or without a committed man says, I was on 19 different kinds of birth control. I must have been taken up by space aliens and impregnated through my nose with a squid tentacle.